Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. You?
I'm doing pretty good. Can't complain.
Wonderful. How can I help you?
Yeah, your Milwaukee trip.
Yes, sir.
I know the bar quite well. I cannot think of the name of it.
Listen, it was one of the most unique experiences. I'm glad you brought this up for those that missed it. It's like this speakeasy, and it's got like this secret door that you had to have a password that my kids set up. Cool thing about Wisconsin is I love old fashions, but they do what's called a brandy old fashioned, which is more the thing in Wisconsin. And they brought it out in a small crock pot. That's why I was hurting. I realized real quickly that I cannot keep up with my 20-something kids at my age. It's not possible anymore.
Yeah, they've actually revamped that because before, back in the early 90s, you actually had to go into a telephone booth and punch in a number. Everybody watched you in the bar.
Yeah.
And you had to do tricks, and you had to do some weird stuff. And then once you got in, there's always one seat that was always empty. But that was the trick seat.
I love that. I almost wish we would have had that experience over the weekend. That your experience sounds a lot more fun than mine. And mine was great, don't get me wrong, but that actually sounds a little bit more unique. It's something you won't forget, right?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I think it might be the same place because I know they've done different stuff over the years, Dayton Modern and everything.
It has to be because what you're talking about, I remember when I walked in that place before you used the secret door, there were photos all in, when you walked in, and it was showing the place from over the years. And by the way, for those that are listening right now, if you go to the KJJY Facebook page and you scroll down from the weekend, I have photos of the place and the drinks that we had. It's very unique, and if you visit Milwaukee, make sure you make it a stop.